Today is October the 7th. We have been speaking all morning long about what this day means. Here in the New York area, lots of commemorations for October the 7th. And I mentioned earlier that Nadav Duani would be joining us, and I felt that on this day that we are spending really in a day of memorial, it is so important to, at some point, focus on the future of the state of Israel. And Nadav Duani and the scienceabroad.org are doing something very interesting, in my estimation, to try to actually help the future of the state of Israel. Science Abroad is the organization of Israeli scientists abroad, meaning those who are living and working, I would assume, outside of Israel. The CEO is Nadav Duani, and he is with us live via telephone. Nadav, Shana Tova, and welcome to JM in the AM.
Shalom, Nachum. Shana Tova, and thank you for having me.
This seems very... I should be careful when I say something seems simple to me, but it seems like a relatively simple concept. You have Israeli brain trust. You have those who are Israeli, who are living outside of Israel and working in the world of science outside of Israel. And your goal, it seems, is to get as many of them as possible to do what they're doing in Israel. Would that describe the Science Abroad organization?
It's described exactly, but, you know, if it was simple, I would not have a job. So it's complicated. So that's the reason I'm doing what I'm doing for the last 5 years, and that's the reason why the organization was established 20 years ago to accomplish that mission and bringing back to the state of Israel those brilliant minds that left for a period of time. And in a way, it became from 4 or 5 years, it became for 10 or 15 years. So this is our mission. And, you know, you mentioned before today that we are we're having today, October 7th.
Right.
And more than ever, the mission of Science Abroad to rebuild the state of Israel, because we need to rebuild our state and become more more clear to all of us after October 7th, because we will never be able to achieve what we succeed to achieve in the last 70 plus years when our grandparents and parents built the state of Israel. So those people that we are working with, those 11,000 Israelis that are located in more than 30 countries worldwide, not only in the U.S., those are the people that will help us to rebuild the state of Israel.
Are there 11,000 that we would consider in the area of science?
There are even more. So let me divide the group to three, all right? There is one, our PhDs, all those talented that move abroad to do their postdoc or their PhDs abroad. The group that we have in our organization are approximately 4,000 people, and there is more of them that are located in different places, or, you know, they left the state of Israel 30 or 25 years ago before the organization was established. This is one group. The second group is those Israelis that move abroad. Most of them are in Europe to study their physicians. Studies to be a doctors,
right.
Medical doctors.
Right.
We're talking about 6,000 Israelis. Most of them are in Italy, in the Czech Republic, Poland, Romania, Hungary. And the other group is around 1,000 Israelis that are all medical doctors that move to do their fellowship abroad. So we have 11,000 in our community, but the number, I think, more than double.
You know, it's interesting because the casual observer would find it shocking that, you know, Israel doesn't have the best medical centers, frankly, and the best medical schools, and that people actually have to leave Israel in order to accomplish certain things academically in the field of medicine. You know, I don't know if they're aware of this or not, but in 2024, you know, just like the chess grandmaster doesn't have to travel to Eastern Europe anymore to hone his skills, you know, we have something called the internet. Do these people realize that they could, and by the way, you have to tell me if I'm right, I don't know if I'm right, that they could work abroad for Israel or for the Israeli cause, even if they are not in the state of Israel?
So, you know, we are in a great world, and it's very easy, you know, to work remotely, but there is a huge difference. If you work remotely, you're sitting in Seattle, and you're working for the state of Israel with the time differences, it's very hard. But let's say you're doing that, right? It's something different if you're in remote or you're moving to Ranan, for example, or to Jerusalem or Tel Aviv, living here and work here and be part of the community and raise your children here, or and you're supposed to be part of the community and working and paying taxes. So we are building now a networking of advisors, the people that move and are not here anymore, and it's okay, here, I mean, in the state of Israel. And they're sitting abroad and they want to contribute to our economy and our education system, and they can do it remotely. This is, that's great. But something that's greater is they're moving here to the state of Israel, and we're working on that thing. I would like to show a short story. There was a main company here in Israel that should get approval from the FDA. They tried 3 times to get the approval, and they failed. The company was almost closed because they, you know, if without FDA, you're not worth anything.
Right.
But the next time Israeli that's living in Boston for, I think, more than 20 years, a lot of experience with FDA companies, with FDA, I'm sorry, and companies.
Right.
And they approached her, signed an agreement, and she succeeded to approve at the first thought with the FDA. And then she saved the company, the staff, the patents, they pay taxes, they are selling. It's amazing. So those Israelis are really a bridge to the state of Israel because they understand the culture, they speak Hebrew, they have families here, they care from the state of Israel, and that bridge is amazing, and we're trying to make it stronger than ever.
Oh, I get it. Nadav Duani is with us talking about Science Abroad, information at the website scienceabroad.org. How do we judge your success rate? If the organization's been around for 20 years, I mean, is it a numbers game that you've been able to bring, you know, X number of doctors, you know, back to Israel, or X number of, you know, academic scientists, et cetera? Like, how do you judge your success?
We judge in 2 parameters. The first one is very easy. How many people are coming to Israel with our help? You know, we are not an Aliyah organization, so we're dealing with Israel. It's very easy. You buy a flight ticket, you're living in Israel, and then you're back here. Because we have citizenship, you're not opening Tikole. So it's very easy. But we have the numbers. We know that the numbers are increasing. We're happy about that. Unfortunately, in the last year and a half, because of issues in the state of Israel that we're all aware of them, and unfortunately the last year war, the numbers are not as high as they were in the past, but I believe that in the past, in the next year, after the war, the numbers will increase back. But more than that, I'm checking the numbers of people that are participating in our activities. You know, September 22nd, we have our Pioneering Israeli Medicine Conference in New York City. 300 doctors.
Oh, wow.
Medical doctors, Israelis, and Jewish came together. I'm sorry to use the word celebrate today specifically, but celebrating the amazing achievement of the healthcare in Israel. And that was amazing to see all of them sitting together, hearing lectures, making connection to each other, replacement, you know, giving to each other a business card, become members on LinkedIn, and becoming together in one rhythm, celebrating the amazing healthcare system in Israel in a way. And in a way, we're trying to bring them back to the state of Israel the day after.
Are there plenty of jobs in Israel? Like, if you did have hundreds of people knocking down the door, would you be able to place them in decent jobs around the country?
Healthcare, yes. Industry, yes. Academia, unfortunately, the numbers are limited because the universities in Israel, as you know, are governmental. They're not private.
Right.
There is a limit of numbers of open positions. But I can tell you that if you are computer science, if you are in physics, or if you are in quantum AI now, there's so many job opportunities. And I know it's complicated because there is a gap. There is, you know, yesterday we had an amazing program. It's called Science Management. It's management program that we have. And I interviewed yesterday a young gentleman that moved from New Jersey to the state of Israel 8 years ago. He did his PhD in Weizmann Institute. By the way, he got a Harvard offer him to do the PhD there. And he told me, listen, I need a network in Israel. 8 years I'm here, and my network is not so strong as she was. So we are working in so many fields. We're creating networks for people. We're creating events for them. We connect them to the state of Israel. And I see the numbers, and our numbers are good, and we are hoping the numbers will be much higher.
Wow.
Just came to the 70s. We have things to work together.
Is the Jewish Agency and Nefesh B'Nefesh aware of your work?
So the Jewish Agency, of course, aware, but we're not working together, really appreciate what they're doing. Nefesh B'Nefesh are a great partner of us. The last conference that we had was a partnership with Nefesh B'Nefesh and IMA and Sheba Hospital. And we're very close and very connected. And we're hoping that next year we'll have more programs with them. We're working on a few things that will be great news in the next few months. So, of course, we're working with Nefesh B'Nefesh very closely. And the Jewish Agency is doing a great job. And we're hoping to have the opportunity to work with them in the future as well.
Nadav Duani is with us. By the way, anybody listening, if you think any of this applies to you or if you have friends or relatives who are Israelis in the field of science, medicine, etc., who would like to explore this whole thing, they could write directly to Nadav. It's rare we give out someone's email address. We usually give out a website, but this is too important, so I'm going to give out the email. Nadav@scienceabroad. It's one word, scienceabroad.org.il. Nadav@scienceabroad.org.il. Nadav's the CEO of the cause. Finally, Nadav, I'm just curious. I mean, we read about technology. Obviously, technology has so much to do with the defense of Israel. You don't have to go too far. We could remember what happened in the last few days right before Rosh Hashanah in terms of Iron Dome and all the different defense systems that, thank God, worked well to protect our brothers and sisters. And obviously, we assume that in the area of intelligence, I mean, not necessarily, you know, beeper episodes, but in general, in the area of intelligence, I'm assuming that there's some, you know, science involved. There's some, you know, type of not medical, maybe, but you know, some type of science involvement. Are there opportunities in the area of technology, defense, and intelligence if someone would like to go into a field like that?
So first, I don't know if all of you know, but we have the Army, the IDF, a special unit that deal with AI. And they have millions of researchers with a PhD. That's an amazing group that, you know, not only earning nice money, but the mission is unbelievable. They are working for the safety of the state of Israel. Yeah. The IAI have, you know, that the Israeli airspace industries, they're creating amazing things, and they're looking for those people that have their PhD in math, for example.
Yep.
You know, that they can work at the IAI and help them, you know, make the Iron Dome smarter and making those people that protecting us on daily basis. Listen, it was amazing. 182 missiles on launch from Iran to the state of Israel, and Baruch Hashem, no one got hurt. It's not only Baruch Hashem, it's because of the help of those amazing
All these people have to get in touch with you. All these people have to contact you.
Just email me. I'm going to be more than happy to assist you. I'm back to the state of Israel. If you want to make Aliyah, we connect you to the right people. The Nefesh B'Nefesh, for example, that will help you with that. And let us rebuild Israel and make Israel stronger and safer, an amazing house for the Jewish people.
On this October 7th, when we're remembering one of the darkest days in modern Jewish history, it's important to focus on the future. And if you're in this area of academia, of medicine, of anything that we've discussed this morning, AI, anything that Nadav and I have discussed this morning, look into this. Israel needs you, and certainly as they are doing, they're trying to help as many people as possible in this field get to Israel to help in the defense of our people, and of course, in the future of our state and of our people. Speak with Nadav Duani. He is the CEO of Science Abroad. It's scienceabroad.org. That's the website, scienceabroad.org. Nadav, toda rabah to you. We are rooting for you. We're hoping that your efforts give you a very, very good year ahead.
Toda rabah. Shana tova and
chatima tova. Shana tova, gemar chatima tova. More coming up. It's JM in the AM.